You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Hello and welcome back to the Law of Attraction Tribe podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Keith, and I have my co-host,
hi,
Alexis Keith, with us today. So today's episode is kind of like a two-parter. So the first thing we want to do is talk about something really scary that happened to us recently. And the reason why we're going to tell this story is because I just feel like we need to put it out there so that everyone's just, you know, aware of their surroundings, and maybe it can help someone because it really freaked me out. I literally do not remember the last time I was this scared in my life. So what happened was I had the kids with us, Alexis and Amelia, and then Amelia and Aiden. Well, you were there too, and Alexis and her boyfriend, Jacob. And we decided we were going to go just like shopping or whatever. So we go in this one shopping center that's really busy and it's not that far from our house. It's not like in a bad area or anything. And I told Alexis and Jacob, like, you guys go ahead and go in Ulta because she wanted to go look around there. And I'll take the little kids in the Dollar Tree because they love picking out little toys or crafts or whatever. So we park and Alexis and Jacob are already gone, and I'm walking into Dollar Tree, and there is this girl, and she looked like she could be anywhere between maybe 17 and 22. And I noticed her because she looked completely high, strung out, definitely on something. And she was walking really weird. And really slow. And she looks at me, and as I'm walking in with the kids, she starts walking at the same rate we are. And almost she was trying to beat me to the door kind of thing, which I thought was weird. So I just slowed down and let her go in first. But then when she went into the Dollar Tree, she's standing there, waiting for us to go in. And I'm okay. And Aiden did something. He said something funny or whatever. And she just started laughing. And she was oh, he's so cute. And as soon as she talked, I was yeah, this girl's definitely high out of her mind. So I just went past her, and I'm looking around with the kids. And she is literally on me. Basically touching me. She's walking so close behind me. And so I stop and I just stare at her, what the hell's going on kind of thing. And then she stops and she walks away. So I'm oh my gosh, that was weird. So then we're looking around, and next thing I know, I look up and there she is, and she's staring at me again. But now there's another woman with her. And this woman is old enough to be her mom. I just assumed, okay, it's probably her mom. This woman does not appear to be high or messed up or anything. And they're both staring. And then when they see me staring back at them, they kind of look down and they're oh, it's not here. That's so weird. I guess it's not here. And it was just strange. So I'm like, whatever. So then I go in the next aisle and they follow me into the next aisle. And they're saying the same thing over and over again. Like every time I would look up at them, they would all of a sudden start looking down like at the stuff in the aisle and being like, oh, it's not in this aisle either. That's so weird. And then I went in like another aisle. They follow me in another aisle. And then I'm like, okay, these people are like literally following me. So then I go like all over the store and they're still following me. And I'm like freaked out at this point. So I'm thinking, okay, what do I do? Because I don't want to walk out, because what if they have someone waiting in a car and they're like human traffickers or something? Because that was the first thing I thought of. I'm like, this girl is like screwed up. She's definitely high. And that is literally what these like human traffickers do. They will use their victim and like drug them and then use them to like lure other victims. And so it just like, I literally like my whole body was in panic mode. It's like when the hair rises on the back of your neck. And it was like my intuition was telling me like something is not right here and do not leave this store until they are long gone. So I just like killed time and I kind of stayed by the registers where there were like workers and stuff. And I almost said something to one of the workers, but they looked kind of shady too. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to like wait, you know, and I just felt like that was the best thing to do. So after some time goes by, like these women leave and they're like long gone. And I'm like, okay, I think the coast is clear now. So I leave with the kids and like literally run to Ulta, which is like 4 or 5 stores down. And my heart is like beating because I don't know if these people are hanging out in the parking lot. But I just wanted to get out of there. And I did not want to go to the car because I'm like, something in me was like, don't go to the car. So I run down to Ulta and I get in there and then I see you guys are like in the checkout.
Yeah. So we were in like the store and for some reason we were like, usually like I don't take that long when I'm like shopping, but like for some reason, like it's almost like something was like telling me to like take longer, which I was picking out like a gift for a friend. So I was like, okay, maybe like it's like my intuition telling me to like that she, you know, I should look harder for something else that she'll like. So then like finally, like I find 2 things and I'm just like, okay, you know, I'm gonna check out and stuff. And the store like is not that crowded, but there is like a lot of workers in the store. And so I go to the register and there's one girl in front of me checking out and she was like doing the thing where you get like a free birthday gift. And the store is like just open, so a lot of the workers didn't like know what they were doing, so they're trying to figure out how to like put it in the system. And it was like taking forever, but there was like so many workers and none of them were coming to like help me. So the line, like it was like me and then there was like 10 other people now like waiting behind me because they were taking so long. And there were so many other workers and like nobody was like helping us or anything. So we were just like, that's kind of like weird. Like, why are they not helping us? Like, they're taking forever. And we were like, at that point, we were getting kind of annoyed because we had been waiting in line now for a solid like 10-15 minutes.
Yeah, I was like texting her like, what the heck, because there were like 8 workers standing.
I know, they were
where
all,
I was standing,
they were all standing in a circle by the entrance of the store and they were like chit-chatting and like laughing and stuff. And I was like, what, like why are they not, like there's so many people waiting. So then finally this like older woman who I think she's the manager but I don't know, and finally she came over and she helped me and like checked me out and stuff. And then we go to like leave, and right before we leave, like my mom told me what happened, and we were just kind of like, oh, like you know, she's just being like over dramatic about it, like she's just paranoid. And so then we get like, we go to leave, and that's when we like get in the parking lot like to go to the car, and that car is parked like 3 cars down from ours. And they're waiting in the car.
Yeah, the 2 women are in the back seat, like staring out the window. And I was like, that's them. And like Alexis and Jacob see these people staring. And then I was like, oh my God, there is a guy with them. There was a guy in the driver's seat and the 2 women were in the back seat. And they're all 3 of them are staring at us.
And the guy who was in the driver's seat was like older. Like he looked like old enough to maybe be like even my grandpa. And So immediately, like, as soon as I saw that, I just looked at, like, everyone we were with, and I was like, run to the car. Do not look at them. Run to the car. Don't even get your seatbelts buckled. Like, just get in the car. So we run to the car, and we, like, get the kids in. We don't even buckle their car seats. Like, and then I, like, climbed in the back to, like, buckle them after we were already driving. We all just, like, jumped in the car.
Yeah, and I'm, like, throwing the stroller in the car, because that's the other thing. It's, like, when you're alone with the kids and you have a stroller, like, it takes time to get the kids buckled and get the stroller. And, like, that is such a perfect way for someone to have time to do something. And so we get in the car and we start backing up. And literally, I'm not even kidding you, we get backed, like, out of the spot. And the second we do, their reverse lights come on. So these people must have been waiting at least a minimum of 20 minutes in the car while we were in Alta. And then what are the odds? Like, right when I back up, they put their reverse lights on. So I told Alexis, I was like, get their license plate. Like, take a picture of their license plate. So she's holding her phone up and she takes a picture. And I don't know if they saw that or not, because I kind of, like, paused in front of their car so she could get a good photo. And I have, like, 911 pulled up on my phone at this point, because I'm like, if these people even try to follow us, like, I'm calling 911. So I decided, instead of, like, leaving the parking lot, since it was a busy parking lot, I was just going to keep driving around. And I did see a cop in the parking lot earlier. So I was like, okay, let's try to find if he's still here. And I'm driving around the parking lot to see if they follow us, which at first it looked like they were. And then they went ahead and, like, went the other way or whatever. So anyhow, like, once we had time to kind of just, like, recap what had happened, I really think that, like, they were following me, and I don't know why. Like, I don't, they could have been waiting for me to go to the parking lot so they could rob me, so they could take the car, so they could take the kids. I mean, human trafficking is, like, such a big thing, and especially, you know, in Florida. And everything they tell you about, like, what to look out for with human traffickers, like, was exactly this. And it was, like, once, I don't know if they saw, like, okay, we had, like, a big guy with us and more people, or if they saw Alexis take a picture and that's why they didn't follow us or whatever. But I just really, truly, like, my intuition was, like, there is something wrong and these people are, like, trying to harm you.
Well, yeah, like, as soon as, like, we kind of thought, you know, you were being, like, just, like, you know, you just thought it was, like, something when it was nothing. But, like, as soon as I saw the car, I knew. I was, like, that this is not right. Like, yeah. I was, like, get in the car. And, like, Jacob was, like, taking a minute to get in the car. I was, like, get in the car. Like,
yeah, like, I could sense your energy shifting, because they were, like, kind of laughing at me. And, like, the second she saw those people, like, because I was, like, that's them. They're right there. The second she saw them, her energy shifted, and she was just, like, go, go, run. And she, like, grabbed Amelia, and she's, like, booking it. And, like, your intuition's always spot on.
Yeah.
Like, you always just...
I've never had, like, one time where my intuition was not spot on. And I have another story that I just thought of for intuition, too, with the thing at school the other day. Should I tell that?
Or... Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, in, like, the morning, I was, like, feeling, like, super sick. But then I was, like, okay, you know, there's not that much time, like, left. It's, like, literally the last day before spring break. So I was, like, you know what? I'll just go, because spring break is next week. Like, it's fine. And so we're in school, and then I was doing this assignment where I wasn't, like, in a classroom. We were, like, throwing paper airplanes to see how far they would go. And I hear this, like, noise, but, like, no one else heard it. And I was like, do you guys hear that? Like, it sounds almost like an alarm or something. And no one else heard it. So they were like, oh, maybe they're just, like, doing the thing where we have to watch the ATP drill during our extended class. And I was just like, oh, yeah, probably. And I just kind of, like, brushed it off because I was like, whatever. And then next thing we know, the football coach comes running out screaming at us, like, run in the nearest classroom. There's a threat. Like, this is not a drill. This is not, like, the AATP drill or anything. Like, get in the nearest classroom. So me and my friend that I'm with just look at each other and we, like, book it. Like, we run. And we were, like, hiding in this one closet. And it was just, like, the weirdest thing. Like, what are the odds that I almost stayed home that day?
Yeah.
And that happened.
That was awful. And then she's texting me that, like, I'm in a closet. We're barricading the door. And there's, like, an active shooter, alarm going off, and I'm like panicked, and because we get those like false alarms a lot, but this was like different, and I was in my pajamas still, and I literally just like got in the car and drove to the school, and as I'm driving to the school, it's like every cop in town is like got their lights on, just flooring it, and they go and they block off every single entrance, wouldn't let any of the parents in. So we had no idea what was going on. And it was like, it was really scary. And it ended up being like, we still don't know the exact scenario. There's like rumors that a guy came to pick up his daughter, his stepdaughter, and she told them that he had a gun. But we don't really know if that's like the for sure story. But yeah, like you are spot on with your intuition. Just like the day we got in the car accident, you did not want to leave the house. And you were like so adamant, and we were like, oh my gosh, stop. And then
yeah,
we got in an accident. So I do always listen to you. And the second you freaked out when you saw those people in the parking lot, I knew, like, I just instinctively knew, like, these people are going to hurt us. And thank God, like, we, you know, are fine and everything's fine. But fast forward now, to we're back home, everything's okay, a couple days go by, and I'm part of this like mom Facebook group for our town, and four different incidents happened all within the same week, same thing, where people were being followed, and
Same parking lot too.
Yeah, the same exact parking lot. And I was like, there's no way that's a coincidence, like there's something going on there, and they're targeting people. So we did call like the non-emergency number and like reported it and gave them their license plate and the whole nine yards. But I just felt like I wanted to explain this on the podcast, because for anyone that's listening, I think that, you know, obviously you don't want to live in fear, but you do want to just be smart. Just like when you go in a car, like you're not going to live in fear that you're going to be in a car accident, but you are going to still wear a seatbelt. So when you're out, especially if you're by yourself or it's just like you and your little kids, just be aware of your surroundings. Like, get off your phone. Don't stare down at your phone. Don't be talking on the phone. Like, pay attention. And if something feels off, trust your gut. Like, trust your intuition. You have this sixth sense. Your subconscious can pick up on all sorts of things that you might not consciously be aware of, and you have to trust that. And, you know, when you're going into a parking lot, again, like, stay off your phone, pay attention, move quickly, don't like linger outside of the car, or like sometimes people get in their car and then they'll just sit there on their phone for a little bit. Like, those are the types of people that get targeted with these types of things. So just be like, just be aware. And I feel like I needed to put that out there, because maybe someone's going to be in that situation and you'll be a little more alert and you'll be able to get away like we were able to get away. But it was really, really scary and eye-opening, because I never in a million years thought something like that would happen like where we live, you know, and it does. It happens everywhere.
Yeah, and with the second part of, like, the whole threat, after, like, you know, they let us off a lockdown, we were going to our next period, and then as we, like, I was, like, going in the cafeteria, which is kind of, like, secluded from the rest of my school, and my friend was, like, walking with me, and I was, like, hold on, just, like, wait here for a minute, because something's, like, not right. And then literally as soon as I said that, the alarm started going off again, and they were screaming at people to get in the nearest class. And if I would have let my friend leave the cafeteria and go, they would have had to, like, run, because the class they were going to was all the way near the parking lot, which is, like, the other side of the school. And they were locking all the doors, so they would have not been able to get in another class.
Yeah, and that's another thing. I mean, another point that I want to make is, as parents, sometimes when our kids say something and it doesn't make sense, we brush it off and we're like, whatever. But kids have a really good intuition. You know, they haven't been brainwashed yet with all these limiting beliefs where they kind of like learn to not trust themselves. So if you have a kid, even if it's a young kid, and like something's not right, they sense that something's off, or they don't like a certain person, or they don't want to go to a certain place, don't brush it off. Like, they're getting that for a reason. And their intuitions, like I said, are pretty strong. Like, they can tune into this kind of stuff and just pay attention to that, because, like, we brushed it off that one day and we ended up getting in a really bad car accident. And, you know, it's like they're powerful, you know, at, like, not just manifesting, but at, like, tapping into different things that as adults we might be completely oblivious to. So don't, like, completely discount, you know, what they're saying. I'm trying to think what else I was going to say about this.
I guess that's it.
Oh, I know what it was. The other thing I was kind of thinking is, like, in a way, it was actually a really good lesson for Amelia, because she's the type of kid that would, like, walk up to any stranger. Like, everyone's her best friend. And when this all happened, she could sense our fear, and, like, I had a long talk with her about strangers and, like, this is why we don't trust strangers.
And yeah, because before we had taught her about, like, the stranger danger thing, but, like, she didn't understand that, like, you don't know which strangers are bad and which strangers aren't. Like, you can't, like, just tell by looking at them.
Yeah, we were like, if someone pulls up and they have candy in their car, what would you do? She's like, I'm going to go get candy. Like, I'm going to hop right in there. Like, she wasn't getting it, but now she does. Like, we were outside the other day and the pool guy for the neighbors, like, pulled up, and right away she was like, Mom, that's a stranger. Mom, that's a stranger. And, like, so I don't want her to be scared, but she's definitely, like, aware, and I think that's probably a good thing.
I feel like it's better for, like, younger kids to be scared, though, than to want to go and talk to strangers, because that makes them less likely to, like, get
kidnapped or something. Yeah. Okay, so this was obviously, like, a scary situation, so we want to end it on a positive note. So the other day, we went to Chipotle. We love the quesadillas, right, that you can order online. So we go there, and we were just talking about, like, we were just, like, having fun and, like, joking the whole time we were, like, on the way there. And so we start saying all this funny stuff, and Alexis is like, I should write them a review. And she, like, pulls up their reviews, and she's like, oh, my God, they only have, like, 3 stars. And I was like, we need to give them a review, because they did, like, a really good job. And maybe this is going to, like, make their day. And, like, everyone there is going to see this review, and they're just going to laugh, and it's going to give them, like, something to smile about.
My intuition was telling me to write this review.
And we were like, oh, my God, it's like a random act of kindness, like, leaving a review. So we had fun with this. So go ahead and read them the review.
So I put 5 stars for food service and atmosphere. And I wrote, I ordered two chicken quesadillas, and this was the most beautiful thing I have experienced in the past year. The chicken placement was perfect, and the fold of the quesadilla was unspeakable. I received my order at exactly 3:10, which was my pickup time, and he even apologized for the non-existent wait. The vinaigrette truly took my breath away, and I have never felt this experience of love in my life, and I would truly like to thank Chipotle and their hard work, as I will be back in about an hour to get another quesadilla. As I bit into my quesadilla, I was overwhelmed with joy. Thank you to the Chipotle guy working at the window. You truly made this experience magical.
We were, like, laughing about that all afternoon. I'm like, you know that, like, they're going to see that review because, you know, like, the manager and stuff, like, checks the reviews or whatever. And, like, they are going to be laughing about that for, like, they're probably going to be talking about that for a long time. And I was like, what a cool way to just, like, you know, do a random act of kindness, put something positive out there. Like, we normally only write reviews when we're, like, pissed off or we have a bad experience. So, like, go write a good review for someone or a place that did a good job.
Yeah, and I wrote one for – we went to our, like, this local coffee shop after, and I wrote one for them too.
Yeah, read that one.
So I said, yesterday I had ordered a pineapple strawberry cream lotus, and as I took a sip, the flavors took over, and I started to levitate as a spotlight came down. Truly an unspeakable experience. Starbucks does not compare, and I will no longer be buying Starbucks, as White Duck has won my heart. As much as I truly love White Duck, I do request that you bring back the apple butter croissant as soon as possible. But in the meantime, I will continue to order my lotuses daily, as they are truly exquisite. Thank you for your service, White Duck.
Okay, I want to see if anyone can top that review. So if you feel inspired now to go and leave a review for someone, screenshot it and tag me on Instagram at Law of Attraction Tribe. I'll tag it to Alexis as well and post it in my story. And let's just pay it forward, you know, like let people know you appreciate them, especially these like local businesses that, you know, need our support.
And you never know when you might become someone's inside joke. And you might, that might sound like a bad thing, but like it's actually good. Like we have an inside joke about this guy where we were stopped at a red light forever and this guy got off to shake the crumbs.
Yeah, he got out of his car just to shake the crumbs off of his pants.
And we talk about that at least like once every other day. So whoever that guy is, little does he know that he is our inside joke.
Yeah, the Chipotle workers are going to be talking about that review for ages. They're probably good. They could even use that as an example for other locations to up their game, you know? So, I mean, hey, it like you never know. It's going to have a ripple effect far beyond what we realize.
And that Chipotle review will become a part of my college essay.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So go leave a review. And again, like screenshot it. I want to see these. We could start a trend here. Just like I feel like I started the disco ball thing. We could start something with these reviews.
Yeah.
So go pay it forward. Thanks for tuning in. Alexis, thanks for being my co-host today.
Go and buy yourself a chicken and cheese quesadilla from Chipotle.
Yes, we highly recommend. 5 stars. All right, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.